It's time for fitness keeners to break out their best Lululemon and Gore-Tex. After an extra-long winter closure, North Vancouver's Grouse Grind hiking trail is reopening Saturday at 7 a.m. And it's a bit more fancy pants this time, thanks to some trailhead upgrades which have included added a water fountain, seating and stretching bars. Other improvements include replacement of a foot bridge over a creek at the trail's one-quarter mark. This spring, an El Niño winter has meant the trail is opening a month earlier than it did last year, thanks to unseasonably warm, dry weather. As an additional heads-up, hikers should be warned that after opening on Saturday, the grind will be closed on Monday, April 29th for work being carried out by Grouse Mountain Resort related to construction of its new gondola. The base of the Grouse Grind Trail has been revitalized by Metro Vancouver with new signage, seating and a new gateway for the trailhead. The iconic hiking trail opens for the season at 7 a.m. on Saturday, April 27. Paul McGrath, North Shore News. Grouse Grind is a challenging hike. The grind is a 2.9 kilometers trail up the face of Grouse Mountain, with an elevation gain of 853 meters. 2,800 feet. It's not for the faint-hearted. On average, it takes a person with a reasonable fitness level about 2 hours to climb the grueling 2,830 stairs. For those looking for a challenge, the fastest time recorded last year by a man was 27 minutes and 28 seconds, while the fastest woman completed the grind in 35 minutes, 53 seconds. The all-time official record is 23 minutes, 48 seconds. Those feeling competitive about their hike can sign up for an account and compare their times on a Grouse Grind online leaderboard. The grind was hiked 235,713 times last year, according to Metro Vancouver. Several more intense athletic challenges are also coming up for those inclined. Seek the Peak, a 16-kilometer course that starts at Ambleside Park in West Vancouver and finishes with a jaunt up the Grouse Grind, happens June 8. The Multi-Grouse Grind Challenge, which determines the most ascents in a one-day period, happens June 20. And the Grouse Grind Mountain Run takes place August 24. Skyride only way down. It's important for hikers to keep in mind the Grouse Grind is a one-way trail only, according to Metro Vancouver. Downhill hiking is not allowed on the grind. To descend Grouse Mountain, hikers can buy a ticket for the Grouse Mountain Resort Skyride to return to the base by tram. Those determined to hike down again must do so via the alternate BCMC trail. Safety information for Grouse Grind Trail. Hikers are reminded to wear weather-appropriate clothing and sturdy footwear, flip-flops, platform heels and jeans are not recommended, and to be prepared with water, a snack, and a cell phone. While the trail is snow-free, expect winter conditions at the top of Grouse and bring extra layers of clothing. Dogs are not permitted on the Grouse Grind Trail, so leave your furry friends at home. Hikers should also make sure to leave enough time to finish their hike before it gets dark. Currently, the grind closes at 6:30 p.m. daily. Grind etiquette. Novices to the Grouse Grind will quickly discover the unofficial etiquette rules of the trail. The grind is a very narrow trail, so expect to be passed by experienced grinders who are striving for personal best times. The practice is to always keep to the right. Faster hikers will usually, politely, say, "on your left," as they move to pass you. The base of the Grouse Grind Trail has been revitalized by Metro Vancouver with new signage, seating and a new gateway for the trailhead. The iconic hiking trail opens for the season at 7 a.m. on Saturday, April 27. Paul McGrath, North Shore News. Grouse Grind History. According to Grouse Mountain Resort, hikers were first recorded on Grouse Mountain in 1894 when a hunting party shot a blue grouse bird and named the mountain in the bird's honor. However, it wasn't until the 1920s and early 1930s that Grouse Mountain saw the first big wave of adventurous hikers. Today's grind was first developed in the early 1980s by mountaineers looking for a challenging and convenient workout. Seeking a steeper route than the BCMC trail, they began following well-worn animal paths in the rough, completing the new trail in the winter of 1983. The modern Grouse Grind Trail gained renewed popularity among hikers starting in the 1990s. Most recently, the grind enjoyed a renewed 15 minutes of fame when actor Jack Black gave a shout-out to the local trail during his red carpet moment at the Golden Globe Awards in January. Sign up for the Grouse Mountain Regional Park mailing list for updates with Metro Vancouver. jsaid@nsnews.com twitter.com/Janizide